Bicycle. Bicycle.
So today we're here with Turning Wheels for Kids and Optum, and we're building 49 bikes for the youth through EHC Life Builders.
I want to ride my bicycle.
These are all youth that are underserved in the community, and unfortunately they have never ridden a bicycle or have just never owned one. And all of us here today remember our first bicycle and that rush of adrenaline you get, excitement, and that sense of independence, and we want to provide that for all of these youth.
And the purpose of the event, you know, on the surface is to provide bikes to these kids, but the real purpose is to be able to give it to them and have them know that people care about them and care about their health and their well-being. When we talk to the kids afterwards, what's usually going through their minds is, first, you know, it's like Christmas. I got a bike. I always wanted a bike. I had never had one. And then they start looking around and they realize there were 40, 50 people involved in doing this event. And they start realizing that all these people took their time and energy to do something for them. And then there's this kind of second wave of feeling that they have about kind of being perplexed, but really getting that people care about them in a way that they didn't imagine.
We take for granted that there are so many people in our backyard that don't have as much as we do. And that's why I love Turning Wheels and what we do. And I love that organizations like the Niners and Optum partner together to help kids right here that are affected by the things that we do that can change the trajectory of their lives from this day forward.
Our homeless youth don't often feel very special or feel like people care for them. They've had pretty rough lives, and some of them have told us that when things are done for them, that they are very touched by the fact that a stranger cares for them. So to know that all of these strangers that showed up today and volunteered their time to build a bicycle for them would mean a whole lot to them. And then to have these heroes in their mind give it to them will mean the world to them.
I think we knocked our bike out the fastest and the most efficient. You know, just awesome opportunity, put a bike together, going to give them away to some of the kids, and just another awesome event that we put on to bring some joy to some kids' lives.
Being a professional cyclist, I should know everything there is to know about a bike, but a second ago there was three of us trying to work on how to hook up the brake on the bike, and we had to get a mechanic to come over and show us how to do it. So that's a little embarrassing. I'm probably going to stop this thing.
I think it's just a really, really cool moment that different people from all different ages, stages, walks of life get together and help kids.
My favorite part is the kids, you know, seeing they come to the fair and they don't know that they're getting a bike. They don't know that they're going home with it. And so when you tell them that this is their bike and they actually get to go home with it, they're so surprised and they start riding around doing like power skids, and it's awesome.
We've been assembling these bicycles already for the delivery tomorrow, where we'll host a youth football camp and a bike safety fair and teach our 49 youth how to ride the bicycles and just interact with the whole Play 60 initiative and provide a day of fun for them.
Can I help you with your helmet?
Yeah.
Just so it doesn't fall off? Great.
Lighter green.
Cheese!
Put his head over there.
I just put this helmet before.